Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Liz McMenamin and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
After the abrupt elimination of solar net metering in 2015, more than 2,000 solar installers were forced to find jobs in other states. Now Assembly Bill 270 can help put Nevadans back to work. Tell your legislator to vote yes on AB 270 today. Visit yeson270.com. Paid for by the Alliance for Solar Choice.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shand.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Sammy, always good to see you.
So last week, Lance Gilmore was on the program, and he is talking about the Union Pacific buying 150 acres for an intermodal thing at TRI that will likely replace Sparks for a railroad. And they're building it to transport cars. And the assumption, I should say, the hint is that that means that Tesla is actually going to be manufacturing cars out at TRI. Tell me your thoughts on this, if it were to happen.
Well, yeah. Hey, rail is great for your heavy, non-time sensitive materials over long distances. So I guess it would depend where they send the cars to. I know they have an operation.
Port of Oakland is the site.
Then I don't know if that really makes a tremendous amount of sense. When you look at train compared to truck, trains, you want to have at least 500 miles, closer to 750 miles to really make that pencil out compared to the cost of trucks. So, you know, we'll see if, you know, they're going from the Port of Oakland from TRI. I mean, that's actually a pretty short jump over the hill, where usually it doesn't pencil out. So it would be interesting to see if that's something that really pencils out or not. Typically, most of your logistics professionals that are designing these systems will only use rail over those longer distances because, you know, it makes more sense financially. And, you know, the reality of it is you have to have a truck somewhere in that operation. You have to have a truck, you know, moving that freight to the train and then off the train. So I guess we'll see. It may make sense, but typically it doesn't.
All right. So what do you think, just in general terms, though, of the idea of manufacturing automobiles, potentially a huge amount?
Oh, I love that. And I love the fact that we're getting manufacturing in the state of Nevada. I mean, manufacturing, like mining, like agriculture, it's a value-added job. You're taking something and you're improving it. And typically those are jobs that do pay more. Those are the jobs that have really sustained the middle class for the last 60-plus years in this country. So 70-plus years. I think it's phenomenal. I love it. I think that Nevada, we have a great opportunity to grow that sector. You know, one of the things that we've always been concerned with is the cost of energy and the cost of power. And I know, you know, talking to Lance Gilman over the years, that's always been one of his number one hiccups, is how do we bring the cost of energy down, which is why we have, you know, Tesla and some of those companies that are going out there, you know, creating their own power, which is why you have Switch, the huge data center that was really behind the Energy Choice Initiative. So my hope is we'll see where this task force that the governor has created, chaired by Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, goes in terms of creating a competitive market for energy. Because if we do that, you know, we have seen places like Texas where they have a great competitive market where, you know, you can go on definitely as a residential customer even, but sure for commercial customers too, you can actually go on and you have a menu of options to choose what kind of energy you want. Do you want 100% renewables? Do you want a mix in there? Do you want to have free weekends? You know, kind of a litany of options, like you're choosing a hotel room at Expedia. Do you want a king-size bed? Do you want non-smoking? Do you want a fitness center? And, you know, it affects the price. I think having options like that here in the Silver State will make us more attractive for those manufacturing jobs.
Who do you think is going to be the supplier of energy of last resort? If you look down 5 years down the road, is it going to be MV Energy or somebody else?
Well, typically, you know, it would be a company like NV Energy, but I know that there are, and hey, full disclosure, I'm a lobbyist for the Retail Energy Suppliers Association, which has a lot of energy companies that, you know, are competing against, want to compete, come in and compete against NV Energy for those customers. And they have some great models in other states. Texas is one that is really well done, and they're actually gold standard. I mean, we have competitive markets, I think, in 17 other states, where you do have the power to make that choice as a consumer. And I guess it could be NV Energy. NV Energy is absolutely fantastic at the delivery model, building those lines. In terms of generation, to have some of those other folks come in and compete, you know, I think they may be able to do a better job and offer better products and different products than NV Energy does. You know, one of the things we need to look at is those RPS, renewable portfolio standards, you know, how much we're required to have renewable energy as part of the mix. Does that prevent a competitive market? Does that prevent somebody from coming in? You know, we see AB 206, you know, a bill which wants to push that number up to 80%, which is huge. Never been done before, and we're not even sure if it can be done. You know, we're seeing bills like that, you know, could make it much harder to make Nevada a place where you have those different companies competing.
Let me turn to one more topic on this in this area of TRI, which is the Google campus. Tesla sits on 1,000 acres. They've bought 2,000 acres of mountaintops, and Ray Bacon's talking about them putting solar up on there. But Google has actually bought even more. They bought 1,200 acres at the surface. That's a huge amount of land. What do you think they may be planning out there?
You know, all I know is what I've read in the Wall Street Journal, you know, about possibly, you know, a test track for Waymo for autonomous vehicles. I would love to see that. Nevada has been a leader in autonomous vehicles with the Google car. The first autonomous truck was actually, it's plated and was actually driven in Nevada, the first one in the United States, the Freightliner Inspiration truck. So to see that, that's an area that I hope we can continue on, and hopefully Google, who wants to be a big player in that. Hey, I think it's phenomenal. I think it's fantastic. Keep them coming.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Enos when we come back.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So let's talk about autonomous trucks. It seems like that's, pardon the pun, barreling down the road almost faster than autonomous cars. Am I correct in that thought?
I think that there is definitely a business case to be made for autonomous trucks. And I think that's where, you know, it's an easier sell. Sam, we don't see this technology as something that replaces the driver. I went, you know, a few weeks ago and watched the, you know, X-Men movie with my son, and you have Wolverine who's whining about the autonomous trucks, you know, I think it was the auto trucks driving down the road. That's not something we anticipate happening. I don't see our shippers who own the freight giving a trucking company the authority to send their valuable cargo down the road without having a person, you know, in the near proximity of where that freight is.
But isn't that the future? You know, you and I have talked about this a little bit before, that this will not be something that throws drivers out of work. They will be there to maintain what's going on in that
sure,
truck.
Sure, and really as a stopgap. I mean, you know, Sam, I look at, you know, autonomous vehicles a lot like airplanes. You know, we have so many redundant systems on airplanes that can, you know, take over, basically fly the airplane. If something happens to that pilot, we see this technology is really being able to enhance safety, to provide that gap that, you know, a driver, if, you know, we have some phenomenal drivers. I mean, I'll tell you, I'd take a truck driver's skills over, you know, regular four-wheelers any day of the week, but you still have some of that variance. I think this technology can take your mediocre truck driver and really bring their skills up with those that are the best in the industry that do millions of miles without one accident, you know, accident free, you know, no citations, no tickets. I think this is a technology that is really going to enhance that driver experience.
Donald Trump says he's willing to raise the gas tax. Associated Press is reporting potentially 35 cents a gallon. I know that the trucking industry would love to see the gas tax go up. And even though it will cost the drivers money, it fixes the roads, which therefore means they have less damage to the trucks. They can
be
more efficient.
Hey, we think when you look at the investment that we've had in infrastructure on a national level, we haven't had a fuel tax increase since 1992. The last highway bill was basically smoke and mirrors in terms of how it was going to be paid for with, you know, accounting gimmicks and offsets, such as you know, being able to sell off a part of our strategic petroleum reserve for $90 a barrel, which, you know, is completely unrealistic. So the fact that we have a businessman in there who understands you need real money to be able to do some of these projects, to be able to rebuild our infrastructure, is a good thing. And it's something we're supportive of, especially when faced with other options like tolling our interstates, like putting a black box in everybody's car and tracking them on and requiring them to pay on their mileage. Hey, a fuel tax makes the most sense. And the best thing about that, Sammy, 97 cents of every dollar from the fuel tax goes back to our roads. So you don't have those technology costs. You don't have it being sucked off by Australian and Austrian and Spanish and French banks. So we think a gas tax is the smart way to go.
And that's where we have to leave it. Paulino, it's always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks, Sammy.
We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Liz McMenamin is here. She's the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. And Susan Fisher is with the Government Affairs Group. She's the VP at McDonald Carano Wilson. Pleasure to have you both here at the program. So things are going on now, changes to Senator Cancela's bill, stripping the refund provision from the insulin bill. Is this still moving forward? And B, will the governor sign it, Liz?
Well, Sam, I don't know. I know that this discussion is one that has needed to be had within the building and within the communities out there because of the cost of the diabetes medications. I think it's going to be a political piece that others are going to look at. The Republicans are wanting to put back in a piece that on PBMs, which I find
Hang on,
is...
what's PBMs?
And a PBM is a prescription benefit manager. They're kind of a in between the pharmacy, the wholesalers, and the manufacturers. But I would venture to say that even if they looked at what the PBMs, what their cost is of the share of the drug itself, it's very minute in comparison to what the manufacturers are putting on the drug. So it is a political hot potato. I don't know that the governor would sign it. I would hope he would look at it and give it a lot of thought. But the discussion is a good one, and I think it's brought some awareness to people that maybe weren't out there thinking about what the cost of drugs are to the patients.
You know, Susan, it's very interesting because, like energy, this is an issue that's being looked at nationally, and that's one of the reasons I would guess that the pharmaceutical industry is so concerned is if this passes in Nevada, it could pass elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that this is probably something that is coming out of NCSL. You know, this is something that Nevada... our National Conference of State Legislatures, and what they do is they look at policies and then they have these seminars throughout the year for legislators and they give them model legislation. And I would be very surprised if this legislation isn't coming up in other legislatures around the country. And this is, I agree with Liz completely. It's, while I don't agree with all provisions of the bill, I think that it is time to have this discussion and it is going to be a poker chip at the end of the game.
And you know, it's interesting what you raise as an issue there, which is that we are seeing these national issues permeating down to Nevada. Let me ask you about this, because this seems to have gone away for the moment, but obviously it's going to come back, which is local governments want to see an increase in the tax cap and the way this is formulated, because they're just being shrunk in terms of their revenues.
Yeah, they are.
Where do you think that is heading? Because I know that, you know, your colleague, Senator Kiekhefer, has said, you know, he's not going to be in favor of any raising of property taxes.
Yep, and I've heard that around the building as well. And I really thought prior to session that this would be something that would be front and foremost, and it's not been. I don't know that it's going to come up this session. I don't know that the governor would sign it if it got to his desk. But I do know that local governments do need some sort of mechanism. They need some sort of a relief on this, because the Prop 13 that we passed is not good for Nevada. It's not good for our local governments. It's not good for law enforcement. And we demand more and more services. We need these services at the local government level, and we just don't have the resources to cover them.
Liz, where do you think it's going?
You know, I'm like Susan. I'm surprised that this hasn't been a larger conversation than it has been this session. But my thought process is that because of the commerce tax they passed last session, there are many bruised legislators at the building, and the word tax is a three-letter dirty word that they really don't want to talk about or bring up at this point in time. So I think that right now it's just going to be a conversation, and then we will have to look at mechanisms to help local government meet their needs, because there are needs out there that haven't been met. I don't know what the mechanism is going to be, but property tax is one of those that's in the mix.
The Economic Forum came out with some very rosy projections, not only for the next biennium, but for the end of this biennium.
Correct.
Your thoughts on that and the governor's position and the legislature's position?
Well, a number of the members of the legislature have some key projects that they're, or pet projects, I guess we should say, that they want to have funded, and some of them are very valid projects. And,
For example,
The Nevada Museum of Art. We do not have a major museum of art in southern Nevada. This is a very large metropolis that, and probably one of the largest cities in the nation that doesn't have a major museum. We have an absolutely amazing museum in northern Nevada, and it's time that we had one in southern Nevada as well. And I think there's a lot of support building for that, and there is a relatively small funding request, $10 million to get that kicked off. And it's dependent upon matching funds as well. So, you know, I think ones like that's Senator Tick Siegerbloom's bill. I think that ones like that are good ones to fund. The Huntridge, that's a legendary theater in southern Nevada. Pete Goicoechea's Air Services funding mechanism to get some air services back in Elko and Ely again. We need that. We need that for those communities, for healthcare providers, for mining, for tourism. I think those are some very important ones.
You don't think it's a good idea to fly from Reno to Salt Lake City to fly back into Nevada?
Yeah, well, it's a good idea if you're Southwest Airlines. Yeah.
Your thoughts, Liz?
Well, one of the other projects that I think, or one of the other things that needs to be addressed, and I think some of this funding should maybe be channeled in that direction, is the mental health issues in the state of Nevada. We are sadly underfunded.
If I can just interrupt for a second, because that's a fascinating issue. Mike Weldon has said, and the governor has said, that because of Medicaid, that a lot of the mental health funding is being taken care of by another route. At the same time, you have a lot of legislators who are very upset about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not seeing the results of maybe some of this funding, and maybe that's the issue, and maybe that's something that needs to be out in the public. However, I know through and all the work I do with in healthcare and prescription drug abuse and illicit drug abuse, and the end results, I hear stories of people waiting for beds, waiting who want to go into recovery of some type. And that requires actual time within a facility. We don't have those facilities available. So how do we address that? So if we're going to address prescription drug abuse or drug abuse in the long term, we're going to have to look at the mental health issues and address that on the front end, too, as we're going forward.
Susan, you get the last
word. I agree with Liz completely on that. We've not done anything meaningful with regard to mental health since Randolph Townsend and Sheila Leslie left the legislature. We need those sorts of advocates back in the legislature again.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you, ladies, very much. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
After the abrupt elimination of solar net metering in 2015, more than 2,000 solar installers were forced to find jobs in other states. Now Assembly Bill 270 can help put Nevadans back to work. Tell your legislator to vote yes on AB 270 today. Visit yeson270.com. Paid for by the Alliance for Solar Choice.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
On our next broadcast, State Senator Becky Harris. We'll see you then.